are you wearing?
You can't see me.
Yeah, but I can hear you. Larry, what are you wearing?
Is there something in my voice? Is it the hoodie I'm wearing?
I think so. You sound incredibly comfortable and you sound cool. What is
it? Do I sound cooler? Is it this Local Roots hoodie?
Is that what you're wearing? If that's what you're wearing, I think that's it. Larry, tell me
you
about this
hear
Local
that
Roots
from
hoodie.
You can hear that from my voice?
Yeah, that's how it's just, it's crispy.
Do I sound handsomer?
You sound handsomer and intelligenter and stronger.
And my eyes look, they're a little more blue than they usually do, am I right?
That's exactly how they sound, yes.
Wow, okay, yeah, well, yeah, I'm wearing the new Local Roots merch. Thanks for noticing. That's really sweet of you.
Yeah, very cool. Guys,
guess what? Wait, I have one for you, too. I'll give it to you this weekend, and then we can both sound handsome.
Dude, we're going to sound so dang cool.
Yeah. And we can probably share the handsomeness and prettiness with our ladies and our fellas listeners, right?
I think absolutely we can.
Awesome. That was a slam dunk ad. Anyone who doesn't think so, turn off the podcast.
Guys, for real, Larry absolutely blew it out of the park with these designs. I think that you can get merch, you can get coffee cups, you can get t-shirts, you can get hoodies. The t-shirts and hoodies, you can get them with the local trails on them. I think it's super awesome.
Yeah. The kind of thought here is we're Local Roots podcast. We're all about Michigan. We're all about the Grand Rapids area. We mapped out our favorite trails and we made t-shirt designs and cool hoodie designs. And not only do they make you smarter, stronger, and more handsome, but they look really cool.
Intelligenter.
And not to mention intelligenter. So yes. We'll get right into this episode. Just check it out. No one has to buy it, but if you want to, we made a promo code last week. It's called TrueFans10, and that's 10% off. If you do want to buy one of these hoodies, you're more than welcome to DM us if you have any questions about it or whatever. But yeah, they're on the website localroots.us. So yeah, rock your favorite trail. We got hats. I'm really excited about the hats. They're really cool. We do a giveaway on the website, so enter your email if you're interested in that. Yeah, let's get into the episode, right? Anything else that you have to say? You haven't seen yours. I've only sent you pics. I'm excited for you to wear this.
I cannot wait to put it on.
And anyone who ordered theirs, they should be coming in the mail this week. So send us your pictures of your favorite hoodies. I'm excited to see everyone rocking the Local Roots merch. This is so fun.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Pew, 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 pew.
I was about to wrap it up. I'm glad I did not stop. Glad I did not hit stop.
Also, Dennis Rodman, I saw, is supporting voting for Douche Nugget. As in Kanye. So he's on my shit list. I did like Dennis. I don't like Dennis anymore. Dennis, get your shit together.
I don't know. Caring about any of that means you're a loser. That's why they're cool, is because they're so anti everything now. And I'm just so on that vibe of like total black pill, annihilation, normal pill. Just like,
We'll have to talk about that a different day. Cause you didn't get me all fired up. Anyways. Moving on.
No, your votes don't matter, everyone.
No, they super do vote. And
no, voting doesn't matter. Should we leave any of this in or just start from here?
I think we're good. I think we can leave this all in. And yeah, don't support Dennis anymore. And that's my call to action after the end of this.
Yeah, because this so many people are so avidly supporting Dennis Rodman.
Dude, heck yeah. After watching the MJ special, like.
Okay, did you watch that, by the way?
Yeah, when I was dying for a week, shitting my bowels out and the rest of my body out, I watched all of it. It was great. It's a lot longer than I thought.
I did not expect to like it as much as I did.
No, I loved it.
I loved every second of it, and it made me think, like, here's what I wonder, because I keep trying to get into the NBA, mm-hmm. and I wonder, I feel like watching back then, it was so much cooler. Like all the teams were like all these like legends and badass. But do you think I just think that because those were like the household names of the time and those are the names that carried on, but then the people right now have like the same vibes and same energy? Like, do you think that's still the case and it's just like generational?
I think the NBA was kind of tainted by once, like, after Jordan was out and like whatever time frame that was. I feel like we kind of got in this like the floppy zone of like everyone was just like not really playing. There was no defense, and then the scores were like 120 to 140 and shit like that.
Sure. Like part of that documentary was like all about how like Pistons used to be win just because of their defense.
Yeah, they're freaking badass.
You definitely don't hear that anymore. And again, I know nothing about basketball, but
college teams do. Yeah, so it was cool. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I watched some of the NBA finals. I didn't watch the champ game. That's for sure. But yeah, did you watch the championship game?
No, I started watching when the playoffs hit, and I was like, okay, I'm a basketball boy. I'm gonna watch every. Nothing else to do. We're in quarantine. I'm gonna be a little basketball boy, and then. Just like I just stopped.
I kind of
like,
stopped.
Wait, Lakers already won? It's over? What the
fuck? I know. I got the update on my phone. I was like, what?
I was gonna get back.
I was watching them. Yeah. Yeah. I was rooting for like Jimmy Butler, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude. This dude's like got a chip on his shoulder. Let's go. I'm gonna follow him. And then I was like, Lakers won. Just like, why's LeBron on social media smoking a cigar? Like,
yeah, cool. Exactly.
Oh, well, fuck, he won. Okay, cool.
All right, well, next year, right?
Yeah, next year, maybe I'll watch more.
I'll tell you what re-sparked it is, one, I listened to, like, my favorite podcast has, like, a spinoff podcast where they talk about the NBA.
Okay.
So that's what made me try to like it. So I was starting. But then, remember that Oculus Rift I got? Or not Rift, Oculus Quest? VR headset. It has this cool thing where your headset comes with, it's called Oculus Venues, and there's one VR basketball game a day from the bubble where it was. So you would be like right at center court, court side, and you like put your VR headset on, and it's exactly like watching it. Like the quality is like pretty decent, and it's like badass. You like are courtside watching a game. It's like pretty good quality. And
that sounds freaking cool.
Not only that, but like, let's say you had a headset, you could literally put yours on and sit right next to me, and we could talk and hear each other while watching the game. So it's like we're both at the game together.
That is that would be freaking sweet.
It's amazing. Like I would do that for like, I don't know. Obviously, I was going to say like an NFL game or something, but even just like watching a TV show just to like hang out with someone and like comment on it or be like,
no, heck yeah.
Like it'd be fun just like watching a show like you're with someone again, you know?
Like if we watched The Boys together, that would have been cool. Also, speaking of that, did you finish it?
I don't want to hear it. I was waiting till all of them are done, and I know the last one just came out last Friday, and then I'm going to watch them all once I have a little bit more free time here.
Yeah.
I love that show. Every episode has been pretty good so far.
So you've seen all of them but the last one?
No, I've only watched like the first three.
Oh my god.
And then I was like, okay, this is I don't know, I want to watch them all, they're in a row, so like I
get what you're saying, but binge them.
Yeah.
I was kind of like probably episode like 4 or 5, but the last episode is nuts. Like, it's dope. Watch it.
Yeah, leave it there. I don't want to hear anything else.
Have you watched The Haunting at Bly Manor?
No, I have not heard of that one.
Have you watched The Haunting of Hill House?
I'm not a big horror guy. Like,
okay, it's more like suspense. I don't know. Sure. I hate scary shit.
I hate cheesy I don't know. Like,
no, I like the cheesy stuff. I hate the actual things that scare me.
I don't know. I guess we got to compare titles of like what is what, but a true cinematic masterpiece that is in the horror genre, I'll still watch. Like, like Get Out or like films of those nature. Like, obviously, such great movies. But like, I won't like seek out like a horror movie ever unless it's like, you know, like raved about critically.
Got it. Okay. I guess so. Like the Chop 'Em Up movies, I'm fine with. I think it's the ones that are like actually done well that in the realm of craziness, like possibly I think could happen And I think those are the ones that freaked me the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But
well, yeah, because so you start thinking about it, you're like, wow, this could actually happen to me. I don't know if I'm cool with this.
Real. I remember growing up and watching The Matrix for the first time at my cabin. And the scene where they put this little, like, that worm thing in Neo's stomach. I remember that was freaking me out. And the pills and these people in these pods. And, like, for the longest time, I thought
so just
that,
like, the visuals were getting you. Just, like, the creep.
That, but, like, it was the idea behind it. Like, oh, my God, that shit, that could exist, man. Like, what if I took that pill, like, a long time ago and I just don't know it and I'm just in this fucking pod?
So it was, like, the mind fuck that got you.
Yeah, yeah. It scared me. And Mr. Anderson, or not, no. Was Agent Smith. Agent he scared Smith, me.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I just realized I've been talking to my laptop speaker this whole time.
Your mic cut in and out for a second. Were in the mic and then it stopped.
And now it's the laptop?
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't sound bad.
We'll just, I could switch it. People get a peek behind the curtain right here. Yeah, oh, wait, no.
Your mic.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Yeah, I just had to swap it. I realized we're like, I don't know, 8 minutes in. We never did an intro. I think that's fine though. Let's just keep going, right?
This is
hanging out with the boys. This is just chilling with the boys. We're just talking about our movies, our TV shows. Let's just kick back and have a lazy weekend with the local Roots boys. How about that? Are you okay with that?
I think that sounds nice. I think everyone should be okay with that.
And it's definitely not because Larry can't get someone to come on the show. It's not that I've been getting no's from people, that people think they're too good to be on Local Roots. It's not that I'm bad at booking guests. That there's no, it's just we're having a chill boys weekend.
Oh, we have a waiting list.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it's the opposite. And so many people want to be on that it's just so hard to coordinate, right?
We actually have a waiting list to get on our waiting list. We're kind of like founders of Mug Club.
Yes, exactly.
Which you should never do, by the way. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
I can't wait till we can finally, like, get someone from Founders on the show. And then all of a sudden it'll be your favorite brewery.
And I'm going to rip them open. No.
Okay. If you can call them out live on a pod, that'd actually be a popular episode, probably.
I'm just going to be like, hey. Where you're, never mind. I don't want to get on anything. Okay.
They'll put you on a list. They have the power.
I'm blacklisted from fucking Founders. I go to buy all day at a gas station. They're like, my name pops up. Like,
even at a gas station.
We can't sell you this.
Yeah. Once they see your ID, they know it's not that your age limit restricts you from buying it. It's because you're on a Founders list.
I'm blacklisted. Yeah.
Well, speaking of like weekends, is it not Miss soon to be Davis's birthday coming up?
Yes, it is. It's Saturday, and we are going to the childhood cabin of the land of wonder and debauchery and hopefully pretty colors.
Jesus, the way you word that sounds like Michael Jackson's farm. Oh, the child cabin of debauchery.
Oh,
maybe okay. Take that one again.
Yeah, let's take that one out.
I'm not going to edit it out, but you can say it again.
The cabin that we've all been going to since we were young.
Child. Yeah. I ruined that. It wasn't.
And we're going there. We're going there this weekend. For some fun, I think we're going to hit Clam Lake Brewery. Also, super weird name for a brewery, but it's fine.
Is Clam Lake an actual lake nearby, or is it just a word?
Smash? Yes, but it's like not really near there, I don't think.
Interesting.
I actually think it might be. Well, now I got to look it up. Clam Lake is literally Clam Lake Brewery is like right on Lake Cadillac, which is
right.
Why you call it Lake Cadillac Brewing? I don't know, because there's not a Lake Cadillac Brewery or Lake Mitchell Brewing.
Are you gonna go off on them when we get there?
No, because they've
hey, why'd you even name it us?
Oh, hey, okay. Clam Lake, it's Clam Lake Township.
Well, look at that. And then we're all learning.
Would you know? Is there actually, there might not. Oh, there's a Clam Lake in Wisconsin. There's not a Clam Lake in Michigan, I don't think.
Wow. And we all, as Brian would say, got another fold in our little wrinkly ass brains.
There's an upper clam leg and a lower clam leg.
I've always considered myself an upper clam boy, not quite a lower clam boy.
Chucking clam boy. All
right. I'd say we're both upper clam boy.
Interesting. So
do you share with the class?
There is some serious gerrymandering going on for Clam Lake Township. That there is a literal, there's two squares of Clam Lake Township that are like outside of the big square of Clam Lake Township. Does that make sense?
I think I get what you're saying.
Like
some serious segmentation.
Yeah, there's like these little, there's extra squares, and there's actually a small fucking triangle too. What the hell? Huh.
Well, maybe we can get to the bottom of that this weekend. The geography, logistics.
You know, I don't see a whole lot of political turmoil going on in the town of Cadillac. But
right. What's the most riveting social issue going on there?
I don't know.
Do we have enough corn feed for the livestock?
That's
their hot button.
Oh, I'm very curious now. Okay, anyways, moving on. Very unique. Okay,
and everyone's learning, and that's what we are, the educational podcast.
More folds. Yeah, we are the Discovery Channel, the learning channel.
We, much like the actual Learning Channel, most of our programming is trash.
Yeah. Speaking of learning, Larry, your sister came out and hung out at my office today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask how that went. She came back and she's like, wow, Brian is so good at his job. He was out there pulling strings, making deals. He went into the back alley four times, shaking hands with these shady looking guys. So I don't know what it is you do, but you sure impressed my little sister.
All to get kids to clap their hands and to talk. So yeah, potty training is pretty intense. But no, that was cool. Katie, I know you don't listen, but if for some reason
she does,
mackerel. Katie, thank you for coming. You made the day interesting, and I think you made a kid's day. Even that, we had a kid. So we first, I'll make this story quick. We've had this kid for about a year now, and when he first came to us, he's super shy, had some really bad anxiety about being away from mom, and then he had really bad anxiety about being away from his like lead technician. He didn't talk. He would just babble. Like he made a lot of sounds, but no words. Now he's like, dang, he's got a practice really bad, so sometimes it's hard to understand. But he talks like a ton, and he's in sentences. And he got in a little trouble today. He was throwing just fake food around, and he was loving it because he's getting all the attention, and he likes to show off for new people. And Katie was new, and we're like, hey, yo, dude, you gotta clean all this shit up before you go. And he's like, fuck no. And
did he really drop an F bomb?
Totally kidding.
Okay. But he was being a sassy boy.
And then he's like, no. I know clean. Katie cleans. It was hilarious. So that was fun. So Katie left. Katie, without any ABA experience, directed the child. So she's like, nope, you got to do it. And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. And he did it. So that was cool. Katie, thank you.
That's the old, I'll definitely relay that in case she doesn't listen. Just to bring this back, maybe a fun fact, maybe not. We all at one point worked at the, what do we call it? The children.
It's a daycare.
It's like a daycare, but not. I don't know. It was like a summer learning program, but like it was daycare. It was just summer daycare.
There was zero teaching going on there.
I feel like it was a step up from like daycare though, right? Okay.
I think that's just because like what we were doing.
Because they called us like teachers, even though we weren't teachers.
Yeah, that's true. I remember in my classroom anyways, at one point there was this kid got on another kid's chest and started like beating him like in the face. And we were like,
at what age?
I don't know, what class were my kids were like four, I think.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, what? Stop it. Like, you know, we run over there, like, what are you doing? I'm like, where did this kid learn how to do that?
Oh no.
That was
everything was okay, or yeah, we have like endless stories from that.
There were so many like my oh wait, I have two stories that are, one involves you. I'll save that one for like the first one. We were outside and all the kids are gathered in this like corner in this like circle, and I'm like, well, that can't, there's no way that can be good. And in the middle there's this kid peeing as high as he can over his head, and like everyone's like, whoa, look how high he could pee. I'm like, oh my god. Oh
no, what?
Yes.
So you've told, so this is when I wasn't working there anymore, right?
This was the second year. Yeah, this is when yeah.
That sounds, I mean, it's hilarious in hindsight when you just think of kids being kids, like goofy kids or whatever. Hilarious. It's obviously not very kosher or great, but it's funny in hindsight, right?
Yeah, we can laugh about it now. And then the other is the first year when you were there and I was there, we had to, for some reason, we took the kids like away from like our playground or something's going on. And we went to like one that was like, I don't know.
It's like the school across the street's playground when all the other outside playgrounds are being taken up by the other classes. Usually.
Yeah, you worded that much better than I would have. Thank you. And we're playing basketball, and this kid like comes up, pulls on Larry's shorts, and he's like, I gotta go bathroom. And Larry's like, can you hold it? And the kid's like, no. And Larry's like, okay, well, I'm gonna run around the building and try and see if there's a door open. And of course, it was locked. And the kid comes back and he's pulls on Larry's shorts and he's like, hey, Mr. Larry. And you're like, what? And he was like, it happened. And you're like, what happened? And looked out and this turd rolls out of this kid's gym shorts on the fucking asphalt. And then Larry puts a leaf on it and he's like, it's clean.
Oh man, is that like illegal? Should I have like, because it's like human waste technically. A single turd the size of a pine cone, and I wasn't gonna like go all the way back. Like, it was what, like a quarter mile back to the school just to get like what, cleaning gloves and stuff. And
yeah, like what would you do with it then? Does it go in a dumpster?
Exactly.
You need a biohazard bag.
But since it wasn't technically our playground, it was
it's fine.
It'll just blend in with like duck excrement.
So some poor kid the next day is out there playing ball and steps on a leaf. Probably slipped and it's now covered in shit.
Yeah, boy. I actually forgot that I was in that story, because that's the first, that's what I thought you were saying was the first story you were going to say that story, because you always share it, and I forgot that I was even in that story.
You made the story.
I vividly now remember moving the leaf over the little turdy.
Probably one of the hardest I've laughed like ever.
That was a wild job.
Yeah, and I had to walk the kid back, and like he's like, all the kids are going to make fun of me. And I'm like, I'm thinking like, yeah, they probably are, because you just shit yourself. But I'm like, no, man, it's cool. Like, all those kids poop themselves all the time. Like, don't worry.
Way to go, Mr. Brian.
Pee in your pants is cool. Yeah, that was cool. So
it ruled. And we immediately both changed careers. That was when we both wanted to be teachers when we grew up. We were in college, like getting credit as like, I think I used that as credit for like a couple of classes I was taking too.
Really?
And then yes, maybe not.
No, I didn't.
No, definitely. Yeah. For child psychology, I got to.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I am not going to be a teacher. This sucks. And you only get paid 30 grand a year? What the hell? That's not even enough to buy
new bike.
Anything. Yeah, you can't have hobbies and be a teacher.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of new bikes.
Brian's on the hunt?
I'm not.
Brian, like, Mr. Saving for a Wedding, and you can't do anything because he's saving for a wedding. But, oh, wait, now he needs a full squish bike?
It's not going to happen. But I definitely want the next bike will be a trail bike. I'm hoping I can just kind of Brian's Ajak into letting me use his fun bike more in the future.
Tell us about that. You were out hitting the jumps. Yeah. So, you were doing big flippies.
Yeah. So Brian Zajac, who was on the pod, has...
And we seem to bring up every episode, so if you don't know him by now,
yeah,
I don't know what to say.
Ride with him a lot. Has been asking me to, both of us actually, to go out into like the skills area for some like skills lessons. And I have been riding like through Canonsburg and like, look, I stop in the skills area a lot and I don't hit anything because it's very intimidating. There's a lot of just, I don't know, everything's like wood and jumpy and scary. And
man, this thing has a lot of wood.
It is like,
it's scary. There's like wood everywhere.
There's wood and there's probably some fucking nails in there. And I don't know if listeners, if you've been to the skills area, I think we can all attest that it's kind of intimidating your first look at it. So I'm out in the parking lot. Brian's showing me his bike and I'm riding. It was a Fuel EX 9.8. He Project One'd it. So we had a bunch of cool shit on there and the fork was different and yada yada. Anyways, primo trail bike. It had 130 fork up front. Maybe it was 140 up front, 130 travel in the back. And he's like, hey, we're just going to go through the, we started in the parking lot. And he's like, oh, you need to learn how to like turn without being shitty. I'm like, okay.
Interesting. Is he calling you out from watching you ride prior or just from moving from hardtail to full squish?
Going from...
Okay.
My biggest thing was...
Because first of all, rude, but very respectable. I love that.
No, he called me out on a bunch of stuff. He's like...
Brian, we got to talk. You need to learn how to turn.
He's like, the first thing is stop dropping your foot when you turn. I'm like, all right, that's easy. Turns out it's not.
Interesting. And I wonder, I would, as you explain this, like, I'm very interested, but I'm just like going to be trying to like wonder, do I do that? And if I do, I don't think I'd be able to notice.
Yeah. Well, I still do. I usually drop my outside foot immediately when I'm coming into a turn so that my weight is like on the outside so you don't wash out as much. But
I do the opposite.
You drop your inside foot?
So if I'm turning left, my right knee is up.
Okay.
So that I lean more into it.
Do you hit your foot a bunch with your
sometimes
drop foot?
Or well, I try to keep them level, but like as far as like positioning wise, I leave. I don't know. Keep talking. It does. Yeah. I want to hear what you have to say.
You want to go into a corner level, so then if you do start like losing traction, you can drop your outside foot to move more weight out. That was a thought process there and that took me a little bit. But I got it and then figure out dropper post, which is pretty rad. That was a little easier cause that's just a button to make it happen. And then went into like manual a little bit and then how to get the rear end of the bike up without being like clipped in and like having like a semi shitty BMX as a kid background. Like I knew how to like bunny hop and like get the rear end up. So then that I had.
Is it in the grip, like holding with your wrists?
Yeah, it's like you okay. That, and then like you curl your feet over the pedals as much as possible.
Oh, interesting. Because I was just curious. The only way I was ever able to do it is like all in the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is correct. That's it. There's too. Not like a real way.
It's you pull up with your back feet. Kind of, but it's more like momentum. And yeah, you do like pull up with your arms and like twist up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The twisting of the wrist gets you up there. Yeah. So then I'm on the pump track
Wrist.
Yeah. And then we're on the pump track and I couldn't leave the pump track until I could get around it without pedaling. Which I made it just very slowly. So that was cool.
I should have came. This would have been, and it's, well, my sister's visiting, but also, I don't know. I could have went probably. It would have been a cool local roots video to make of like teaching someone.
Yeah. I think it would have been a blast. And cause your bike's pretty trail oriented. You're not full squish, but like you've got a pretty steep head or a slack head angle and your fork is what? 140 travel.
Yeah. I got some travel.
You would have loved it.
It might only be 130, but yeah, carry on.
So then we rode a little bit and riding a full squish, I had a really hard time. Biggest part that I had trouble with was I hated not having my feet in the same spot. So like when you're clipped in, you don't have to focus on your feet position because they're always in the right spot every time.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
So I don't think I'll go to flats ever. Like for trail riding, I think I would get definitely still like clips. It'd be different clips, but anyways. And then the other hard part was the bottom bracket always lowering. So I wasn't used to that. So like I had like a million pedal strikes. Because when you go
lower. Yeah, you're
bobbing, and I was compressed, like, fuck. And it was driving me insane. And he's laughing, everyone's laughing that was with me. And I'm like, oh my God. Mark was there for a little bit. Oh my God, damn it. But by the end of it, I got used to it, and you just kind of like you navigate your pedal strokes accordingly. And then I figured out that like if you put a little bit of pressure, like if you pull the bars like toward you, then the suspension doesn't like wallow as much. But so the big thing, we eventually get to the skills area, and I had to go off one of the drops, and I was like, there's no fucking way I'm doing that, because like I've always seen it and I don't want to do it.
Too scary.
Yeah, and I did it, and then once I did that, I got a bunch like got a ton of confidence, and then like,
and adrenaline. Were you just so hyped?
Yeah, and I hit that drop, and I'm like, well, fuck, okay. Then I hit that drop, but I kept the line going. Hit that drop, okay. Then I flew off a jump, and I was like, okay, sweet. I didn't clear it, but I was like, okay, I got the feel for it now. And then I just did that over and over and over again. And by the end of it, I was hitting the stuff that I wanted to, and clearing the stuff that I wanted to, and like hitting and clearing things I never thought I would before. So that was cool. But the vibe in the skills park reminded me of like an adult park session at.
I was going to say, snowboard. It sounds like a climbing up the snowboard hill.
It was just like that. Exactly like that. Only like, I guess a little easier because you're not walking in the snow. And sure. And then if you're tired, you walk your bike up. And if you want the workout, you can pedal up a couple times, which is cool too. So you get your workout in. But there's a bunch of dudes just hanging out, people drinking beer at the top of the hill. Everyone's giving you pointers. Like, it was super nice. Totally 100% different vibe than going on like an XC group ride.
And the racer douches,
like for real,
which we are a part of. I'm not calling anyone out. Like we are those douches often.
Yeah, but I don't think, but when we go on group rides, we're not like purposely trying to drop people and like being turns about it.
We're very much the chill version of that, but
yeah,
I was just trying to be polite because I feel like most people who listen are actually like hardos
in the XC.
That's and right. Yeah, for sure. I went from defending you to calling you out, suck one, you losers.
And like, no, I
run your trainer, you chumps.
And we totally love like cooking down a trail. You get the PR, you know, KOM. That doesn't happen very often for, I don't know, I think it's happened for me at all, except for the segments that I created at my cabin. But like, yeah, we're all about like segment hunting and stuff like that. That's fun. But this was like a totally different realm of biking that I would like to explore more. And I don't think I've ever like, that was so much fucking fun and being able to just like push yourself further. Now, that being said, I didn't eat shit once.
That's my next question.
I think if I ate shit, I would like to think I'd be tough and like just be like, dude, hell yeah, I'm ready to go hit more shit. But back to the, we've talked about this before, that all bike crashes seem to be fairly catastrophic. So
yeah, there's a lot of risk. Was anyone who was riding with you experiencing any trouble with the crash department?
No, nobody crashed.
You had nothing to like scale it to either.
No, which was good. But the group that was there, they were doing some pretty nuts stuff. Like those guys, they go so fast and they like fly so high, and they're just
and they like, do it every day. Yeah. It's like second nature.
Yeah, and they're in like jeans and a t-shirt, and they're just like, "Fuck, let's shred."
Yeah, like, that's right. Cool.
And they cook. So it was sweet. And Larry, you got to come out next time. So next time we do this.
Yeah. First of all, it sounds awesome. Second of all, are you sold? Are you like needing a downhill bike?
Soon. Yeah. I mean, eventually I would like, I don't want a downhill bike. I'm a trail bike. I'm thinking like 120 to 130 travel both directions. Okay. I was really hell bent on a gravel bike being my next bike. And that is now thrown completely out the window.
So you want something that you can race in but also hit a jump or two?
Yes, for sure.
Can you do that? Can you find a you probably can't find a hardtail that suffices.
You can. I think yours, like my yours bike would kind of be primo. Yeah. But going on the full squish, I think that's gonna be the route. I never thought I really wanted one, but it was sweet.
Weren't you complaining about how hard it was to like climb and race on a full suspension though?
It was hard, yeah. But by the end of riding it, like I felt pretty good and I could climb up every hill I wanted to see. And even like
it's doable.
Like, so you know, Mark's fast as fuck. Brian is just as fast as Mark is, like up crazy hills on his, you know, that trail bike, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it was cool and very, very excited. So
awesome.
You gotta come with.
I'd love to, even just to like I said, film or maybe try it. Here's my thing is, I don't know if it was the becoming a father or what it was, but like even
it's probably a big part. I mean, that's probably the biggest life like accomplishment, you know, like life change coming up. Like it's pretty huge.
Well, yeah, but here's what I'm getting at.
Lead-in.
It's just like. Snowboarding is what made me think of this is the jumps part of snowboarding, like trying new tricks, same thing with like mountain biking and everything you just said. Me from like 4 months ago would have been there and would have been all up on it. But I just all of a sudden am like afraid of that stuff. And it's just I think what it is like. As much as I want to do it now, it's just like the risks of being like you said, like a single fuck up on that. And just like, let's say it's like breaking my wrist, even like that puts me out of like so many things, like even like day to day, like typing on a computer for work and just like that. Plus like doing stuff around the house, like that's like puts you out so much more than when you're like in college or something. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Like, is that what was racing through your head on each jump? Because I feel like that's what I would feel like.
No, not at all. But damn, I think
am I not fun anymore? I think I'm losing it. I'm just becoming a grump.
You're not fun. I think you're just getting smarter than the rest of us.
Oh, I hate it. It's like I swore this when it happened. Like I'm different from everyone else. I'm the fun guy. I'm ready to
party.
You're still
the fun guy. No, you're just smart.
I don't even drink unless like I'm hanging out with you guys anymore. Like I don't have casual beers anymore. I'm a loser.
That's a pretty good quality to have.
No, it sucks.
No, I mean I get what you're saying. So like even in snowboarding,
I don't even like smoke weed anymore.
Well. Good. Okay.
Like I want to just so I can do something and be fun again. I don't know. I'm just looking up at like crib ratings versus strollers. Like
maybe you could invent a new crib.
Do you think we really need a bassinet if the pack and play actually has a bassinet feature? Could we just use that for the first 6 months or should we get the Halo? The Halo is pretty nice. It's got this vibrate function. It can actually sing your baby to sleep with this robotic thing. Oh, we have this new bouncer. It actually has cry detection. Oh, this is pretty cool. And like, that's what I'm hype on. I don't care about suspension anymore. Ooh. I care about bouncers with cry detection.
That's exactly what you should be caring about right now.
No.
Yeah, I think your priority if you weren't thinking about that kind of stuff, I think your priorities would be in the wrong spot. I think you're where exactly you should be, Larry.
I think it's wrong because then I like catch myself doing
all
it.
Right, and you're
I,
wrong.
Well, then I swing as hard as I can the other way. Like that's why I bought a new snowboard. Is like I was like so was into
you
baby
buy
stuff.
A motorcycle or something.
Well, who knows what this will turn into? Because I was like, okay, we just got all this baby stuff. We're caught up, and then it's like, you know what? I haven't bought a new snowboard in like 4 years. I deserve a new snowboard. And then like, I, even though I knew like the baby's due on Christmas. So I'll get like 20 days on the hill tops. If that like 20 days of being able to go to the hill, which means I'll only get there like one or two times. And I still bought a new snowboard. I'm just like, I was like, okay,
you'll be able to go swing. Yeah. Like, you know, not at first, but like later on for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Right.
I know you're trying to help, but it all every it doesn't. You could be the most sincerely nice, and I know that's what you're trying to do. Everything just sounds condescending and dumb, though.
All right.
Which is not you. It's just that's how fucked up my headspace is.
Well,
I'm losing it. I'm gonna end up December 23rd. I'm packing up a van, and you'll never see me again.
Live van down by the river.
Yep. No, I would. For the record, I would never do that. And I'm actually very excited about my daughter. But
well, you can tell. Yeah.
But you know, at the same time, it's like here's another example of a heavy swing. Is one day I text all of our friends, including you, and I say, guys,
yeah,
here's I have it planned out. We can all go to Colorado for a weekend, and here's how much plane tickets are, and here's how much the hotel is, and we can
actually snowboard next weekend
there. But we'd have to go in like a week, yeah. But I no one took me up on it. If anyone would have like said yes, I would have went in a heartbeat.
Because I said that's yes, where my depending. I said yeah, depending on pricing.
Yeah, but you say yes to everything, and it's always like a non-committal yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I do the same thing.
Totally like fair.
I know where your yeses are coming from because it's how I say yes too.
But I totally want to.
right. I don't logistics. Know. It's a mess. But I'm excited. I don't want to sound salty or anything. It's just I'm basically losing my mind. I think quarantine's not helping too. Like that's a big part of it.
See, I want to work every day, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've been at the same house at the same day.
You're still, your home, your office is still home, huh?
Well, I started going in like once or twice a week, but even just today, our boss was like, hey, apparently they're cracking down on rules again. Let's everyone stay home. And I was like, okay, well, sure.
Well, okay.
I do love every day we go in because it's great just like collaborating with people again. Like we got twice as much done, just not like waiting on like returning each other's Slack or I don't know. When you were gone, did you notice like a big switch when you got back of like productiveness of just it's different kind of like individual work I can do better when we're remote, but like right now, everything we're doing is like collaborative or like using multiple team members to get these projects done. And I feel like that stuff is done better in person.
I get what you're saying. To do my job well, I couldn't do it not in person.
Were you struggling a little bit with that when you were remote?
Well, my family's were, yeah. So we never did any direct therapy during the shutdown. I did parent coaching still like remote. And they don't get so far. By the end of it, my parents were like, do we really need to meet again next week? And I was like,
are we still paying for this?
I was like, yeah, like for real. I was like, dude, like if you don't want to, like, it's fine. Like, I'm just going to tell you that you're doing great. And it was like the parents that were doing good. I did have parents that I was like, no, your ass needs to be on this Zoom call every freaking time because you're doing awful.
Like the ones who needed it. Yeah.
Yes. And the ones that are doing good, they're like, they're always on time, always there. And they're like, do we need to do this again? I'm like, you're great. We can take a week off,
but you need to call Bill and Linda and get their asses here.
Yeah. Those SOBs got to come in. But so a lot of the times I was doing, so when we did start, I was doing remote supervision, watching my staff work with the kids. Either I would either do it from home or I would do it from my office. That's like a different part of the clinic area. So I wasn't in the room. We're trying not to spread the germs as much as possible. And even at that point, like I couldn't do it half, not even like a eighth of as good as what I should have been doing. So no, in person is going much better.
Well, good. And you guys are maintaining like the safety stuff and dealing with, I mean, obviously you got some wackadoo parents and like in both directions, there's like the over the top safety ones that are hard to deal with, but then there's the over the top thinking everything's fake. And like,
oh yeah.
Like balancing the two has got to be tough because you got to like be nice to them too. It's like, yeah, sure. Can you believe we got to do this? Oh yeah. Okay.
Yep. Like, there's a lot of that. And then there's a lot of like, no, you can't come in this room unless you have a fucking mask on. Like, sorry.
Good.
And then they're like, oh yeah, that's fake. That's not real. And I'm like, and then I can just be like, well, I didn't make the rules. It just, it is what it is.
Right.
It's like okay. Even though I totally made the rules, but.
But at the same time, it's a law.
Also, yeah, just, I mean, you know.
It's just wear it for the 10 minutes you're here, and then I don't give the give a fuck what you do, bro.
Wear your fucking mask. Like, oh, right. God. Larry, you said you had a an interesting package delivered.
I did. Tell me about what I was about to lead into, but yeah, get this.
Tell us about your mystery package.
It was labeled to me.
How long?
Huh?
How long was it?
Are you being dirty?
Well, I just want to know how long your package is.
Okay, guys. All right. Where's the cameras? Am I being punked? Am I being punked right now? So yeah, about a 6-incher comes in the mail, and
on a good day.
How is it wrapped?
Was it? Was it okay? Now I'm being serious. Now, was the note on it handwritten, like the address label?
It was not. It was printed. It looked like a. It looks like Anthrax? Either an Etsy order or not an Amazon, because it wasn't in an Amazon box and it was sent through USPS. So I don't think it was like a mixed up Amazon, but it was in my name and it was like in a just like plastic wrap package like that, like a T-shirt comes in.
Have you opened it or is it still wrapped
up?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it would have been way cooler if like you open it like during live this episode.
Yeah.
Damn, oh my God. It's true.
So anyway, I get it and it's in my name and I've been ordering a bunch of stuff. So I just assumed it was something I ordered. But I knew I didn't order like a T-shirt or anything. So I opened it up and it's what would I say? It's in like here's the perfect thing. You know, hand up gloves, how they come in those
Ziploc bags.
Yeah. It's like a nicer Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
So it's one of those with some sort of folded up item. And I don't know what it is. And I was like, man, this is nothing I ordered for sure. And I like look at the package. It's from like RAUN.
Okay.
Like that's the from address, and then Ron from Hawthorne, California. Like that's like the name of the company or something. So I was like, something's up. But inside was like a microfiber towel that was like folded up, but it looked like almost gross and used, zipped up into that little like nicer Ziploc bag. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Did someone send you a specimen?
I don't know what. Like, I'm like, is this like a 2020 version of a smallpox blanket? Or
yeah.
What? So I pinch it out of the corner to open it up and see what it is. Because right away it looked like sloppily folded and in there. Like, it wasn't like, it was the weirdest thing. It was just like a bad towel in a Ziploc bag sent to me, like not properly sealed. And it, like, I don't know. So I immediately washed my hands and threw it away just because I was scared. Like I sincerely like didn't know what to expect it was. So maybe me getting this out here, we can get people who say I got a smallpox blanket in the mail too. And then we can nail these motherfuckers.
That's the end of the story.
Well, what else is there?
Oh, I thought that you were going to be like, so it turns out it was this.
It's a mystery.
Oh, man. Did you look up what Ron is?
I can't find any existence of it on Google. And it's just it's a mystery package that I got with a dirty towel. It's almost scary, right? Like I'm saying dirty. It was probably new, but it just like was not of good quality. So it looked like kind of dirty. It was like probably like a 12-inch by 16-inch, like a thick microfiber cloth is what it was.
Were there any stains on it?
I didn't investigate it hard enough. I just immediately threw it away. Pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
Or is it very boring?
Where was it? Where was it from?
Hawthorne, California.
Hawthorne. Okay. I do see. There's a Dr. Randall S. Ron in Ventura, California.
Okay.
Did you find that man also?
No, but I figured it was a company, not a person, sending me a cloth.
Ron, California. What was the town again?
It's in Hawthorne, California, and then like the name of the person or business was R-A-U-N, Raun.
R-A-U-N.
Like all capital letters, so it has to be like some sort of business.
Dude, I don't know. I think, did you fumigate your home?
I never brought it inside, so hopefully.
Ooh, good call.
My wife got it from the mail, handed it to me, and said, "Oh, you got a package." We were about both in the driveway, and I opened it up, like on the hood of my car.
You opened your package on the hood of your car?
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
Is there a hole in your hood now? Did like disintegrate through your hood?
My bucket. I'll have to go look.
So, are your fingers the same color now? Like,
I don't know. If I start having some weird side effects in the near future, you'll be first to know.
Dude, that's creepy.
I know. And now I feel like I wish it was more of an exciting ending to the weird package story, but I do think it is pretty mysterious and interesting still.
No, I think not knowing where it came from is scary. I think we're at peak interest right now in this story. All right.
And if it at least like had like a recognizable from name, I could be like, oh, it's like a package, but it was addressed to me too. So speaking of ordering stuff, we can move along here.
Yeah.
Have you noticed it's Prime Day and everyone's doing sales? There's like Best Buy is doing like Black Friday deals. Is it too early to start shopping for Christmas?
No, I don't think so. And speaking of shopping for Christmas, I know your friends and loved ones need some local roots gear.
That is nowhere near what I was segueing into, but hey,
that's where I'm going.
What I love is you keep misreading my segues, but you bring them to a better place than where I was going, and that is teamwork.
I like it. Well,
yeah, where were you going?
Where were you going? You just want to talk about shopping?
Yeah, because I've been buying stuff like crazy and right. I was going to talk. But no, I want to talk about our merch because I love it.
Let's talk about our merch.
Actually, it's awesome. We don't have to bore them with an ad right now. We already have an ad at the beginning.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, guys, buy the merch. They're freaking badass. Larry
and we'll do a code and we'll do a Black Friday in October.
Hey, that'd be pretty cool. But you have to DM us to get the code so that we know you really like us.
Well, okay, wait. If you really do DM us and you're interested and you think our stuff is too expensive, and I'm going to leave this in and I'm going to tell you guys this. If you really are listening this far into the episode, you can DM us and we'll give you a code to let you order it at the exact price it costs us. So we'll make like no money on it and that's totally fine. And like, cause I can lower the price with a special code. I won't tell you what it is unless you DM us. And just, yeah, if you're actually like a really fan and you like the stuff and you think it's too expensive or something, let me DM us and I'll give you that code. And it'll literally just cost you what it costs us to order, if that makes sense. That's pretty generous, right? That's nice.
I think it's a pretty good idea. What about customizations? Could we do customizations for people?
I don't know. Should we let them know how easy it is for? Well, it's easy to make new stuff in the store, but like the actual designs take me a long time to like
do
the designs. So I don't want to open it up to be like, can I have like the
Merrill design?
Yeah, exactly. as much as I'd love to be able to do that, I don't know. Maybe
I meant
if
like
you ask really nicely.
Customize kind of if you have an idea of like existing designs, but you want them like me in like a different spot on a hoodie or a t-shirt, like let us know you want a different color that we're not offering, like that type of stuff.
That we could probably do. Really good idea, how about this? If it's a really good idea, we'll push it onto our store.
And we'll name it after you.
We'll name it after you. Yeah. And if it's really good, maybe we can even give them a cut of the profits or something too.
That could be cool.
Or is that going too far?
I think that's too far. Let's wait till we get profits.
I was going to say, it's not
like we haven't got any profits yet.
Yeah, as far as like the website hosting and like the Shopify prices and everything, yeah, we are...
Are we at least even?
We definitely broke even. Like we've made a little. Like I don't want to sound like a baby. Like you guys are great. Everyone who's ordered, like bless your hearts. And it's like fun to do, so... like the rush I get just like whenever the Shopify app goes like bing, 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 a new order, it's like, wow, people care about us. It feels cool. I don't know. I like the designs, right? It's like, in case you haven't seen it, you can go to localroots.us. We our merch like line, I guess we'll call it, is a bunch of combinations of like the local trails here. So we used like Photoshop and Strava to like trace out what all did we do? Cannonsburg, State Game Area, Merrill, yep, and Luton. So there's like a bunch of like, you can get like your favorite trail on a t-shirt or like a combination of all four on a couple different hoodies and t-shirts, I think. I don't know. I'm excited about it. I think it's cool. Yeah,
I think it's dope. I do think we neglected at the time of the making of the gear. I think we neglect, I didn't ride here often, but I think we neglected Waffield.
You're right. That is definitely
I never rode there really up until like 2 weeks ago. And now I think it's one of the coolest trails. Now given it's super, biased because every trail right now looks like goddamn so beautiful because of all the leaves. I was out there Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember, at Waffield, and it's probably, I think it was the prettiest trail I've ever seen in my entire life. Like the light was perfect. Temp was great on Tuesday. It was just like, oh man.
Was that sweet Insta banger you posted?
That wasn't from Tuesday, but that was from Waffield. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, Waffield's sweet. I like how a lot of the sections you can ride like over and over again. So like if you just
that is cool. Like the Perrin labeled ones, you could just like hike back up and keep doing them.
Yeah, you can keep doing that. Even like Oxbow, I did that a couple times when I went. There's actually each section I think I did a couple times.
Fun. I only rolled it the one time. Rode it the one time, yeah, but I definitely liked it too.
Yeah. That was fun. I still can't master the flow trail. I don't know. Anyways, we'll talk about that a different day.
Haunting you.
We should both. It is, because I try so hard and I'm like, all right, I got to just like, you know, cook this berm and then I'll either like lose my speed or I'll fly off the side. And I'm like, or the jump, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it this time. And then like, I'll scrub it with my front or I'll overshoot it. And I'm like, anyways, I'm very bad at it. But it's fun.
Yeah. And you're learning a new skill. Like that's what's cool. Oh, speaking of, I got pickleballs in the mail.
Did you really?
Yeah. We got to play this weekend.
If it's as damn cold as it, we could probably play pickleball in the road.
Yeah, I saw they have like nets on Amazon to like make portable courts like wherever.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Maybe we just have to get used to just putting it back. We could do like, I've got a good idea. Okay. Make a Foursquare-esque thing.
We could, yeah. It'd be fun.
Like bigger. Anyways.
I'm excited to play. Like I've been tinkering with the paddles.
Hey, do you have Can Jam?
I do.
Like, together in Pete, like you can find it. I'm going to go to Dunham's tomorrow morning and try and find some yard games.
Buy a frisbee because I don't know where the frisbee for it is, but okay. I have the two cans like, and I know where they are. Actually, right. I got ladder ball. I have Can Jam. I have cornhole obvi.
Anything you feel like bringing that it's not a pain in the ass, bring.
Bring Can Jam.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's totally irrelevant to everybody. I'm probably still gonna go to Dunham's. Yeah.
Maybe we should wrap this up. We're just talking about weekend plan. Hey, yeah, make sure you bring extra ice when you come over.
Yeah, if you guys want to come party, let me know. Bring beer. I prefer all day. Alexa likes sours.
Anyone's welcome. Just be.
She also likes pie. Don't bring cake. Bring pie, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Love it. Let's call it. And I hope people enjoy this episode. I know it's a little different, just kind of, I don't know. This is kind of our roots. Speaking of the local roots, like these were how we did the first couple episodes of just like reminiscing about what's going on in our lives and the world. We should do these like once a month at least. Like I love the guest episodes. They're obviously better, but like just like a catch up on life. It's good to do these.
I like it. There, we've been doing these beer reviews. Are you sipping on any brews?
Oh man, I feel I should just lie and say yes, but I have no beer in my hand.
I don't have beer in my hand either. So.
Oh man, we just lost all of our viewers. They're
I
out.
I do have wine though. Something weird's happening.
Oh, you're still drinking. Okay.
I'm drinking some witch's
what
brew.
What is it?
Someone's
feeling a little fall.
I don't like wine, but as soon as the temp drops below 50, I'm like, I gotta have witch's brew.
Why not?
Why not?
Want to hear something really crazy before we end this?
I would love to.
We are only like a month or two away from having been doing this for a whole damn year.
When did we start?
I think we started in January.
Sounds about right.
So, like, I think, January 1st or something.
I remember driving to your house in, like, a blizzard to do one of these.
Yeah. That's fun. Crazy, right?
That was fun, yeah. But super pre-COVID.
Yeah, that was a different world.
For real.
All right, man. Well, on that note, I had fun. Thank you for... sitting with me and doing the podcast.
Man. Yeah, man. Call to action here from me is to you, Larry.
Bring ice.
Bring ice, bring some shootgun beers. And also don't question kind of what you're doing. I think your head is in the right spot and you're just super excited to have a baby girl, man. That's exciting and embrace
it. Look at this guy. He's just being a sweetie.
That's my call to action.
All right. Well, if you'll keep me level headed while I keep panicking and flailing in the wind.
Also, call to action. If anyone gets a mysterious towel, please let us know immediately.
Yeah. Or if you like, you know, an origin of where I can track these guys down and be like, hey, I don't want the towel. Actually, you can't have it back because it's in the garbage. You know what? What if it was? Okay, we should really wrap this up. But remember that work email I read on here?
She wiped your butt with it
and sent it to me.
She gave you pink eye. She's trying to give you pink eye through the fucking mail.
Stop freaking texting me. No, she doesn't have my address, but if she does, she deserves it. Good job. She got me.
She deserves it.
All right, bud. Let's call it. I'll see you
later.
Bye.